What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Hello. Welcome to our second episode of Will You Accept This Rose? I'm Arda Marin.
And I'm Erin Foley.
And we will be having Eddie Pepitone calling in from Atlanta in about 15 minutes, which is very exciting.
So exciting.
Did you get a chance to hear what Eddie had to say about the show?
I did.
Eddie, for those of you who missed our very first episode, Eddie Pepitone has never seen an episode of The Bachelor, and I have roped him in, and his mind is blown. His mind is blown. So we'll get more on that later.
Every mind should be blown every episode.
Dude, I gotta tell you, did you have a nice week, Erin? Before we get going, you look lovely.
I've a lot of cramps. I haven't showered. You have a real low bar for me, Arden.
Dude, I have a lot of cramps. I force myself to shower, but only because I have three shows tonight. And it had already been like 3 days.
Tonight, thankfully, is my only night off, so I'm going to do some shopping for large hunks of cheese.
Ooh!
And then I'm going to watch the movie Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my night. After taking 7 pages of notes last night on The Bachelor.
I have to say, you know what? That was time well spent.
It was totally time well spent.
Sometimes when I think about, like, my brother runs a software company. That's his job. And here I am basically doing volunteer work, taking notes on The Bachelor. I've been to Orlando and back. I spent a weekend in Orlando.
How was Orlando?
You know what? I got to tell you, I was jamming on Orlando. I'm ready to move to Orlando.
Okay, don't. Yeah.
I know I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Orlando. I did a corporate gig for a company that does like appraisals for hotels, and I am ready to quit this whatever I do for a living and start appraising. Like, you look like you need
Quick
to
question.
Open a Radisson, ma'am.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you smack the shit out of your head on the way here?
I'll tell you what it was, mostly. They had a glow party. It was a corporate glow party, and I wanted to be a part of it.
A glow party?
It was a room filled with, mortgage adjusters covered in, I don't know if it was like mandatory glow things, but all I know is they gave me free steak, and then afterwards, they had a DJ that had a drummer that played along, and I was like, if this is what it means to be to assess hotels, so I'm going to quit. quit being a bachelor podcaster, and I'm going to start being like, hey, I think we need a new Holiday Inn Express over here.
Well, listen, I've never heard of a corporate gig where it ends up with a glow party and a live drummer. So
I might have been just tripping my balls off. I actually might have just been hanging out in Palmdale, and it might have been like a chupacabra that I saw that light up eyes and said, I'm assessing hotels. That might have been actually what I did for the weekend.
The steak sauce was actually heroin.
I see. You know what? Actually,
you're
now
in
that
a deep karma.
Well, I got to say, so I came back and all I knew was to the loving arms of Ben Higgins.
Oh, Ben. I'm sorry, Olivia Higgins?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Olivia Higgins.
Now, for those of you who are watching this along at home, we're on episode 2 of The Bachelor.
Killing it already.
Oh, God.
We have at least 78 followers.
Oh, my God. We have at least 78 followers. Three of them are my mom.
Oh, 79.
Is that your mom?
Someone just called in.
And I have to say, overall, Ben Higgins, handsome guy, kind of a snooze. It makes you miss Caitlyn's antics a little bit. Like, he's so polite.
He's,
you know,
sweet. He's sweet.
He's sweet.
He's
as
sweet.
As I said on the first episode, sweet. Though, he's not going to try to fuck your friends. Even though he is going to date all of your friends next to you, you're somehow going to forgive him for it.
Yeah. And you know what I think I saw? I'm pretty sure he came out with his shirt off one time. I don't know. I blocked out. I was looking at the blondes.
Yeah.
But I think he had like a tattoo on his side.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, that's his one attempt to take it up a notch.
He's got a tramp stamp.
He's got a tramp stamp. By his rib.
Wow. I appreciated that the first shot of the night was him and his blue briefs getting ready.
He's a good looking man.
But I feel like, but somebody kind of like him who's good looking, he's very good looking, very polite. That's how you end up with a Juan Pablo type next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where America's like, all right. We've behaved one bachelor. Bring us the salt.
Yeah. I also like a little bit of, in my straight days in the 30s.
Yes.
I liked a little bit of, am I possibly going to get abducted?
Oh, like, my God.
You need a little sauce.
Oh, you need a little pepper in the pot. Seriously. You need a little bit of, like, yeah, I like to, in the past, I like to, like, am I kissing an ashtray or are you a human being? You know what I mean? Like, basically, if my friends all were like, don't do it, it's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
do it.
This guy likes to drink and drive. Yeah. Sign me up.
Exactly. Who needs Uber? So, which brings us to our second episode. Overall impression, I have a few things I want to say just right out of the gate.
Give us your overall impression.
Overall impression, I never want to be a party of one at a concert. I don't ever want to be serenaded alone at a concert. Even if it was I don't care who's the hottest person next to me, to have one, like, my favorite musician, that's so much pressure to be the only person in the concert.
I can't even imagine.
I felt uncomfortable last year when it was the girl from the Cranberries and Nick and Caitlin were like basically in the bone zone in that Catholic church that clearly needed money, that they let that get filmed there.
Yeah. It is one of those things where I think slow dancing, who doesn't love to slow dance in the moonlight, but slow dancing by yourself, party of two, with Amos Lee playing. He got style points. I don't know who picked because
cool.
He was like, that's my favorite musician. I was like, he's like sort of an obscure, like a singer-songwriter. We grew up in Rhode Island. Did you ever go to the Newport Folk Festival?
No.
Okay.
But I did go to Lincoln Park Amusement Park that got shut for insurance purposes.
Okay, so not the same thing.
Or water parks.
He was like the, you know, one of these crunchy, awesome, super cool. I didn't even know he was still performing. It's been a while since.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. And so I was just like, wow. Just when I sort of was like, who is this Ben? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Points,
all of a sudden you're like,
points.
Ben.
Well,
Ben.
Not really.
No. Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like we've got we've got two versions of villains. We've got the mentally unstable Lace,
we'll get to Lace in a second, who,
as you were, I was talking to you earlier on the phone, because we try to keep ourselves apart. It's like two chickens that are coming together to get into a cock match. And then, but like, we can't resist. We love each other so much, we got to call and check in. And I was saying, Lace was on fire. But then you actually start to go, oh, it was when she started talking about herself in the third person, like, oh, basically, like, the bad Lace came out. Like, the third, like, there's another Lace.
Yeah.
Like, the, like
there's
the
four or five
the
Laces.
The many versions of Lace.
Yep.
And now you're.
That's actually going to be a movie on Lifetime next year, the many versions of Lace.
Well, I love your impression of her.
Oh.
She was, when my brother.
The bad Lace came out. Oh, boy. I didn't want him to see the Lace where I talk to myself in the third person, and I've got a couple of banana clips that I'm just going to tie real tight around my neck, and it's going to be hard to breathe soon.
Lace, were you disappointed that you weren't the one that got to make barrettes and put them in his hair?
I just wanted to make barrettes from a Ben. And it didn't happen. And I'll kill her. I'll kill her with my bare hands.
What I like about Lace is that she's a realtor from Denver. Like, she works for, like Keller Williams or something. Like, but doesn't it kind of make you want to go to Denver and go on a home tour with Lace?
She's here's like, the toilet.
Like, she also, I loved, too, how she's like, no, I gotta tell you, this is really hard for me to say. I look like Rosanna Dana. It's like, girl, I look like Ron Weasley, Boy Wizard, till like 1995. Like, that's not a huge
admission.
Do
you want to talk about that now? Let's talk about it. Yeah. That was possibly one of the funniest things I've ever seen on television.
Oh, were the girls hearing it?
It was so cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Like, there are moments in the show where I hit pause and I just kind of shake it off. I have to shake it off because I'm like, I get so... This is why I couldn't even watch Seinfeld or Curb. Like, when there's awkward moments, I get so uncomfortable.
It's really uncomfortable.
And there are some moments where I just can't even, and that's when during the whole something, I looked ugly on a bus story, which you would never say to anyone, even to yourself, you know, points for Rosanna Dana Dana. Love that.
I like that, but like the cutaway was sort of like the girls downstairs are almost like, who the fuck is Rosanna Dana?
Know,
like the disdain of like that reference. The girls were less upset about the bangs and more like, who the fuck are you talking about?
It was just so uncomfortable. Yeah. Something you wouldn't say. And at that moment, and then when someone, whoever interrupted her, and she rolled out, just like put her head down. I thought, I don't even know if I can feel comfortable talking about her because there's something wrong.
Well, then.
Like, there's something wrong.
Well, then, which brings
she's
us
unstable.
To, she went over to the real villain, the true demon on the show. And we know because the editors have made it, like, what I love about the, I want to give, if I could give an Oscar to the editors from the, like, I don't, Emmy isn't even enough. I want to give an Oscar to the editors of The Bachelor. They make their demon so clear, their villain, Olivia. If the outtake, her face, because she looks so smoking hot when she's cleaned up. I mean, her cleaned up is ready to go. And then the way they made her look, waiting to assume she was getting the first private date was the faces were unreal.
Tremendous. I'm so torn. Because I'm so attracted to her.
But sometimes.
When she's nice.
Part time. But she's only nice when she's with him.
Well, now I find her completely unattractive because she's so awful.
Mm-hmm.
She was so god awful in this episode where I'm like, now you're not even remotely attracted to me. And she's like to the T my type.
Yeah.
And then she's got this large T-Rex mouth, and she's a horrible human.
Well, and how awful was that doc, that love? They go to this, like, love doctor, which is the worst. I felt so bad. I know I would have been the girl that smelled sour. There's
who's
not a chance.
Sour? That was the most embarrassing. Then she doesn't even get a rose.
No, and to be like, that's my biggest nightmare. Like, truly, I did look like a boy wizard till I was, like, 14. So I would assume I would go on a program like this, like, and by the way, I can't just jog impromptu. I've got heavy boobs. I need like a lot of jog bras. It's not gonna look cute in shorts.
No stretching. They got no time to stretch.
They didn't stretch
it's
it
dangerous
out.
Dangerous for your lower back and hamstrings.
And then it's like I don't want somebody sniffing my hip after I've run with my big
how creepy
my
was
Mongo.
That doctor?
The doctor. And by the way, like, is he an extra they hired or does this guy exist?
He might be the creepiest man alive. I think he's an extra. He put a suit on. He's like, sniff her hip. And he was like jerking off on the side.
Would you rather go on a road trip with that doctor, Chris Christie, or Robert Durst? You have to pick one, and it's cross country. Email in us your things if you'd rather go on a road trip with the Love Doctor, Chris Christie, or Robert Durst. Either you could tweet me at ardenmarine.com, NYMYRIN, or at Aaron Foley Comic. Or we also have an email, which is rosepodcast@gmail.com.
This is the worst question I've ever been asked.
Okay. So it's that doctor.
I have to say Chris Christie.
Yeah. I was going to pick Robert Durst, but then I realized I wouldn't make it all the way across the country.
No, you'd die of Durst. You'd also die within the... You'd hang yourself if it was the doctor.
Yeah. It had to be Chris Christie.
He'd use the words like moist, like 17 times in the first hour.
Did he say moist?
He obviously loves the word moist.
Yeah. He also would say panties a lot.
He'd say panties. Here's what would happen. Durst would kill you.
Yeah.
Dr. Horrible.
This is like Mary Fuck Kill.
Yeah. You'd be on the freeway. He'd say moist. He'd begin sweating.
Yeah.
And you'd take the car door and you'd roll out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd just roll out on the highway.
You'd barrel roll out. Yeah. Oh my God. You guys, 3 minutes to Eddie Pepitone. So, question. And then I felt bad. Like, so you're with, it's with Olivia. You know, she's got, they wanted to get in the bone zone. He's clearly hot for her.
Oh, yeah. He's hot for her, but then, you know, it's this typical, like, breakdown of Bachelor episodes. You know, they set up the villain. Unfortunately, I think they were really going for the villain for Lace, but now she's so mentally unstable that she's going to be, like, curled up in a sweater.
There's a new villain in town, y'all!
And now
I'm sorry, I cut you off. She's going to be what?
Every episode, she's just going to get more... She's going to have a full breakdown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's going to be like that one last season or two seasons ago where, she went off camera and they had to go find her and she had the paintball gun.
Oh, I missed this.
I was about Ashley. Oh, she's going to go full Ashley.
No, is this... This is... This is what
Ashley.
Our lovely producer Katie, who also
thank God, bless
Katie. Now, Ashley, was she also, because I'm late to the Bachelor game, was she also on Bachelor in Paradise and she was the one that talked to the crabs?
Yeah.
I liked her. She was ready to, she got into the bone zone with a guy with like a puka shell necklace in the hot tub real fast. And I was like, get out of girl.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
she went full AWOL. And Lace's got potential to out-crazy Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
I think by episode 4, Lace is just going to be in, like, a onesie, just, like, rocking back and forth with a bottle of Jack Daniels, being like, I never had any meaning in my life. And
Why didn't anybody ever pick my rose? This Lace was supposed to be getting Lace, Ben Higgins. No, you didn't. Lace wants to apologize to you, Ben Higgins. Lace is sorry, Ben Higgins. Lace didn't mean to be bad. Lace.
Oh, Ben, it's Lace again. Listen, I put a chip in your shoulder. I need to follow. It was bad Lace. She had these extra chips.
No, I need to apologize again about my apology. This isn't me apologizing for my bad apology, Ben. It's me, Lace.
I think you saw Crazy Lace, and I didn't mean for her to come out.
But Crazy Lace has a nice open house that she's going to be showing. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and a subdivision. It's adjacent to, it's sort of close to some good schools near Denver.
Hey, Ben, how do you feel about koi ponds?
Hey, Ben. Oh, my God. So you guys, get ready. We've reached adding in Eddie Pepitone. Let's see if I can make this happen. Calling him. Is there anything I need to do besides ring? Oh my God, it's ringing. Here we go.
Oh my God, your ringtone, I think it's my alarm.
That was my alarm. That was to remind me to call him.
Oh my God.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh my God. Oh, Eddie Pepitone, yes. You're on with Aaron Foley and myself.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Hello, gal.
How's Atlanta?
It is very boring here.
It's boring. This is up.
Yeah, it is. It's a very boring city.
Are you doing My Pretty Face is Going to Hell?
Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell is the name of the show. And I'm doing stand-up at night, which is I like doing that a lot, you know. I have a lot of downtime because of the film schedule, so I'm trying not to do crazy things on the balcony, you know what I mean?
Yes. No, blame me. I get really weird. Like, part of me loves living in a hotel. Like, I really could see not really pulling a full leaving Las Vegas, but just moving into a hotel and just almost becoming like a hoarder. Like, people would be worried about me, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Send up more little bottles of ketchup. It's Lace. I'm in room 355.
So it's a good thing that we've introduced you to your new hobby. Can you believe you're watching The Bachelor, Eddie Pepitone?
No, I can't. I was just thinking about it, and I was thinking that if it wasn't for the podcast, I would definitely, after yesterday's episode, I would be out of there. There was a couple of parts of yesterday's episode that were so bad, and the first one was Kevin Hart and Ice Cube was so unfunny and unnecessary. Like, the first episode, it was a novelty.
I think it's the greatest show I've ever watched.
To me, it's like these women are going to a priest, a very wooden priest.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they're like, and he's like, well, I just want to say I really appreciate what you've done.
Yes.
You've been very patient. Like, it's like, what the fuck is this show?
Eddie.
And then they hire celebrities like Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, and they were so unfunny. And that whole segment, now, what did you guys think of that segment where they're it was just so
well,
bad.
I was watching it thinking, oh my God, Kevin Hart and Ice Cube signed some contract where they have to show up for this. Like, clearly, they don't want to be
well,
in a hot tub show.
Paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
I thought it broke up the episode nicely because it was the sound bites were so horrifying that I thought, well, I like a good chicken in a crock pot joke.
Wasn't the Love Doctor just about the creepiest perv you've ever seen?
Yes, I was that. Now that was like that is a thing that everybody who watches the show goes, "Oh my God, that's L.A."
Yeah,
you know
that's exactly.
Like, oh, that's so L.A.
You know what's funny? Like, I was at a party, and my mom always does that. She'll be like, "Oh, you want kale? That's so." It's like, well, actually, they have kale all over. You know what I mean? Or if I want like,
kale's been around forever, people.
Or if I ask for like balsamic vinegar, you know, she's like, "Oh, how California." But then I brought my mom to a holiday party out here, and literally a woman we were talking to who I knew, she was like, "Well, as you know, I got very sick." I was like, "Oh, what was wrong?" She's like, "I had a rare blood disease, but I'm fine now." And she's like, "Oh, how did you get over it?" And she looked at me and my mother and said, "Well, I cured myself with my magic. I'm a witch." And that's what my mom was like. My mom was like,
"Yes,
I'm out. I'm out."
That's why you live in L.A., to meet witches.
I cured my blood disease with magic.
I want to know everything about her.
I cured it with my magic.
You know what? You know where there's no witches? Most of America. We have them in Los Angeles.
I'm a witch.
I love it.
Eddie, now what I would love to see you be the Bachelor, though, Eddie. I mean, if you were the Bachelor.
Yes, I was thinking that would be hilarious. If I was in that big house and like my boxers and like a wife beater t-shirt and like stains on my wife beater and I have a glass of red wine, you know, and they're all getting out of the limo and I'm just like, hello.
You wouldn't get up. You don't get up. You just high five the women as they go by.
No, right. I wouldn't get up. Just keep flipping around the channels. And also, this guy, Ben, so I've been like, so now I'm like, you know, check, you know, now I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this guy, Ben, hasn't said one interesting thing yet.
That's true. He's
not
boring.
Nobody has, you know, I kind of enjoyed Lace a lot because she was the only, like, person who it was entertaining the first one.
Yeah.
Because it was hilarious to like watch her judge people.
Yeah.
You know?
Eddie, to have you be the Bachelor and to have girls go to a gymnasium and have to make volcanoes your volcano explode.
Amazing.
How much the volcano explosion was and then having to like basically blow an apple. Blowing the apple.
So I literally was like bobbing for Ben's dick.
Yeah,
that's what it should have been
apple.
Called.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Bobbing for dicks.
Bobbing for dicks. Just put dildos in there. I mean, it was so bad.
Teabagging Ben. Who can teabag the Ben?
Do you realize that the woman that didn't grab the apple, didn't she get sent packing?
I'm pretty sure. So did the girl who smelled sour.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. If you say sour, just get off. That was the worst.
She should have been
I felt so horrible for her.
And scene. I'm rooting for Jubilee, and I'm worried about what happens to Jubilee in the next
Jubilee
episode.
I think she has a breakdown. It doesn't look good for Jubilee, and I thought she's great.
Did you
yeah,
enjoy?
I worried about Jubilee. I worried about Jubilee because she has access to guns. You know?
Yep, Jubes is locked and loaded, and I tell you, she's not afraid. She's not afraid.
How about Eddie to picture you slow dancing to your favorite band as a party of two?
That was so hilarious to me too. And you know, and it looks to be so empty, like all of it, like because I know LA, so like they were in this restaurant. Obviously, like everybody's cleared out of the restaurant, so they're just like. Little fucking restaurant with their meal, and that's that. To me, none of it. Like I thought the show was supposed to be about, you know, and I guess I could see that a little bit, but like you know, the romance and you know, there's nothing romantic about this empty restaurant.
No, there was.
Was it Howard Johnson?
Eddie, I've watched the show for like quite a while, and that and aren't like. That to me was the weirdest.
That was a weird day.
They didn't touch their food. It looked like they had some sort of the largest cheeseburger at an Italian restaurant.
Yeah. It looked like
it was so unromantic. The lighting was horrible.
They give them like Mr. Twist from Howard Johnson.
Yeah, they have a lot of romantic dates. And I was like, this is like a sterile cafeteria. It felt like a movie set. Like they were just like, oh, everything's closed.
It was like Buca di Beppo. And you're going to get, you got your three meatballs. And we got the corner. We got like set it up like in the producer's son's sublet garage.
It was weird. That was weird.
Yeah, and then they leave. And I'm just trying to figure out, oh, are they in West LA? I think I know where the Region is. Did you know where the Region Theater
is? Isn't it on Wilshire? I think they were downtown.
Oh, they were downtown. It didn't look like downtown because downtown usually has like some life to it. But because it looked because no, there was nobody on the street. It just looked so empty. It looked like the scene of a Seinfeld set at night, you know?
And then they walk
to that movie theater, it's got their name on it, and then they walk in. And that fucking guy who is great. I don't know who he is. Otis Lee.
Amos Lee.
Yeah, he was good. Amos, he was really good.
Yeah, and Ben is like, oh my god, I love Amos Lee. You know, it's like so anyway, it's like it's just so staged. There's not a spontaneous moment besides and then all the shots of the women getting pissed off, like all of a sudden the news anchor is the new evil.
Yeah, she's
right?
The new villain.
Like,
it's such a shame because I want to bang her so bad.
Yeah, Erin wants to get in her pants big time.
Oh God, yeah. Well, there are some non-stage moments, like Shoshana saying she hopes she doesn't smell like cabbage. She hasn't had it in 2 weeks. That was one of the best moments of all time.
I also enjoyed Lace explain her crazy behavior by going, I have a bold personality. I have a very bold personality.
Yeah. Then she followed it up with, I'm a lot to handle. I'm like, are you trying to get kicked off?
I don't know about you guys. I actually teared up when they made barrettes together.
It was sweet.
I'm trying to like get invested in any of them. I'm just like,
who are you rooting for?
Like,
you rooting for Jubilee?
Who am I rooting for? I'm rooting for like some kind of natural disaster. Like I was thinking that what's going on in Southern California right now.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys know about the fucking horrific gas leak that cannot be stopped?
Yeah. Yes. It's the worst.
Do you guys know about it?
Yeah. It's really bad for the environment. Like, it's a nightmare for the environment. It's all methane.
It's a nightmare.
It's the methane.
And it's not far from us at all. And it just got me to thinking that The Bachelor, that this show would be funnier if it was against the backdrop, and it is, I guess, against the backdrop of just a dying civilization, yet these people are completely fucking oblivious to it. Like, I think it would just be better if it was like a combination of, like, I've never seen The Hunger Games, but, you know, something like that where it was like, people had to truly survive. Like the way they make it now is like, they're surviving to the next round. But I would like it to be real survival. But I'm trying.
That's okay, Eddie. We
I'm
love
trying.
You. We appreciate you.
I like the back drain of a methane because I think the twins have had an upbringing real close, like a Chernobyl adjacent upbringing.
I love that. Anybody
they
that
share
looks into,
one brain.
Anybody that looks through a camera and says, I'm not very smart, it's like, you know what? I appreciate the honesty of that.
Oh, my God.
Well, Eddie Pepitone, we sure appreciate you watching The Bachelor for us, and we'll check in next week to see if you're still alive.
Yeah, Eddie, stay alive in Atlanta.
We love you, Eddie.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye, buddy. All right. Let's get to our true fan. So that was Eddie Pepitone. Well, you know what? I would be surprised. I would actually be surprised if Eddie Pepitone really loved The Bachelor.
No, I didn't think he was. I did. It's one of these things where I totally get his point. Like, when you're first watching it,
yeah, you're just
like, this is so horrifying.
He's going to get in, though. Here's the thing.
But then you cross over to the dark side.
That's the thing. You know what? It's still so early on. There's still so many girls. He will get hooked. Mark my word.
He will get hooked.
He is going to get hooked. Okay, the twins. No, it seems like Ben is going more for girls because he's sort of a more plain Jane. He goes for the peppy girls like a Caitlin.
The flight attendant's in, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she is.
It's sweet that he's like giving everybody gifts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the twins, sorry to interrupt. That was the quote, Ben is the greatest bachelor on the planet of history.
That's how
the episode started.
Ben
with Ding Dong number one
is the greatest bachelor in the planet of history.
On the planet of history. How do they get through the day?
I like that they are so honest about, like, we are not smart. Do not, like, by the way, that...
I guess I'm a twin, so I'm overprotective here. But it seems like they only get through the day because one of them's looking to the left and the other one's looking to the right. I feel like they can only function together
as a unit
because it's almost inconceivable how they could function by themselves.
I 100% agree. There was one with the second date was nothing but a van filled with blondes. There's a lot. He's picked a lot of blondes.
A lot of blondes.
I just want to say one thing about the. So they go. This is in the first date. They go to the school and they're doing like.
Oh my God.
So they do the bobbing for apples and he's like, I like it. He's like, his quote was the attractive thing about this date is seeing women really put themselves out there. Oh really? Or is it seeing them like teabag an apple and be in soaking wet tiny tank tops?
Yeah.
All basically trying to prove that they can blow you. Is that might be what's the attractive thing
of
the date?
I have to say some of the activities between Dr. Love, which was one of the creepiest segments yes. I've literally ever seen.
The exploding volcano.
And the exploding volcano, Becca and Tweedledee, whoever she was partnered with, I can't remember at this time, they couldn't even find the state of Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Like, listen, I get geography is hard.
Yeah.
Geography under pressure,
yes,
even harder.
I understand. Ohio,
but,
Indiana.
But, like, and you know, I'm stretching here, but parts of the country, okay, maybe you get a little confused. They literally picked Pennsylvania. But anyway.
Yeah.
Which is... also one of the most recognizable states.
I think they took Indiana and flipped
sideways. No, they did. They
did. It's so...
and made it Pennsylvania.
Well, it's also like, it seemed like, what did the dentist win? She didn't get a date. Like, what did she win?
Yeah, she got homecoming queen.
But then...
he didn't give her the rose, and then he kicked her off.
Like, and she didn't seem to get anything but a car ride with him.
When he was waiting, like, for whoever woman to come through,
yeah,
and she came through, you could tell he just was like, argh! Like, just knifed to his throat.
But the other option was Amber, who's starting
I'm
to look
over
desperate.
Amber.
She's
Arden,
it's like,
yes, I'm
it's
so like, over Amber.
It's so, like, and again, I'm late to this parade, so I only know her from Bachelor in Paradise. If this is your third Bachelor show, and you were on one, like, 2 months,
and she said the same thing, Arden. She would literally, Katie, am I right? She would literally just the whole time, she wouldn't put herself out there. She'd hold herself back and go, I'm just really scared. I'm really scared because I didn't get enough time with Ben. I'm really scared. I'm like, jump the fuck in there.
I'm over her.
I was excited for her because I liked her new hair.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, beat it.
Beat it.
Get out.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Now, I have to just say, from last week, we talked a lot about boobs in the moonlight. She got the first kiss. He kissed her first. He kissed her first because Lace gave him the first kiss.
Oh, did he?
He kissed boobs in the moonlight
first. Boobs in the moonlight is I'd say top three.
JoJo is up there.
I think he really likes JoJo.
JoJo
that was
on the
sweet
roof
when he took her.
Yeah.
I tell you who's going to get burned is the mom. She's fragile.
Of course she is.
She is fragile.
No, her kids are little.
And then making barrettes. She's like, I'm all in. And I tell you, she's going to, you know, she's going to last like another 3 weeks. And
yeah.
then he's going to send her packing and it's going to be ugly.
I felt fragile for her. I felt, yeah. I felt touched when she started crying. I got teary eyed when they yeah. were making, to see a grown man handle a glue gun like that.
He's honestly like just, he's not for us.
No.
But he's for someone.
You know what? He actually would have been for me back in the day. Because here's what I used to do.
He's a good high school boyfriend,
he's
right?
He's a great high school boyfriend because he's hot and he actually seems sweet. I picked meaner versions of him, but like he's like seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I would pick same composition, same amount of personality, but not a good guy. And I would go, no, they're not boring. They're just really shy. It's like, no, it's just because yeah. I wanted to get in the bone zone with them.
Yeah. Bone zone is just making me laugh. Hey, could we talk about Becca's basketball shot?
Yeah, she was killing
it. She was amazing.
She was.
I found her very attractive when she was handling
it.
The rock.
I think he did too.
Yeah. He was like jaw down, totally impressed.
No.
I mean, she had the sweetest shot. She can't find Indiana on a map. Listen, we can't do everything.
Yeah.
But I found her very attractive.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought that she was killing it.
Yeah.
No, Eddie Pepitone. So there was a moment in time on the date with where they went to that awful restaurant. Who was
that?
The,
that was very
Kayla.
Weird. That was a weird. I liked her though.
I liked Kayla, but like. Let's. So Eddie didn't care for Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
I actually found them really entertaining.
I mean,
it was stupid, but it just felt like.
I liked that they were there. I liked them.
I liked it because it broke up two kind of boring people.
Who look good in bathing suits.
And Kevin Hart just makes you laugh, and Ice Cube's like a legend. So I kind of was all in with those dudes.
Here's what I keep thinking, like. I look okay in a bathing suit if I can wear like a 7-foot platform heel and have a professional spray tan that I was like okay. altered every portion of my body and there might be like a body stocking involved. Like for and I have like a really good DP that's like some kind of real professional lighting rig. Do these people have to walk out flat footed in just like a bathing suit?
Oh, it's brutal.
Who looks good? Like,
I do a one piece with the bathing costume. I do a full bathing costume.
I basically wear like a beekeeper outfit. I come out in like a beekeeper outfit, like a hazmat suit, and I'd get into that janky hot tub deep in the valley.
So gross.
I wanted more from the hot tub store owner.
I wanted so much more with a hot tub. And the thing is, okay, let's just break this down real
Please.
Quick. I know you've seen enough. You've
yeah,
seen enough.
I'm in.
Katie's all in. These dates
yeah.
are usually in like really romantic, beautiful spots.
Yeah.
Right now they're cutting costs and they're having the first couple weeks now in every show. It seems like in LA, right?
Feels very cheap.
But that date was one of, and I liked her.
Me too.
But I think that was one of the worst dates I've ever seen in my life.
It was
not between them.
No.
The settings were bizarre to
Cold.
Me.
I was concerned
Cold,
for
yes.
her. The only saving grace was that awkward concert at the end. If they didn't get that between, like, Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, that's fun and cool, but you're not going to be able to interact.
Yeah.
Then you're in a hot tub. In a store.
Yeah.
You're in a store.
During the day with that lighting.
In a fluorescent lighting. Then you're at like the where the wait staff of Buca di Beppo eats. Like you're not even in the real restaurant. It's where like the busboys eat before they serve you.
It was so bad.
Like they're basically like my buddy's the GM at Buca di Beppo.
Yeah.
We can't get you into the actual restaurant, but we can serve
the
you.
The foyer. They were in a foyer.
We'll get you in the foyer where like the yeah. busboys
eat. Of the Olive Garden.
And then oh my God.
She barely took a sip of the wine. I would have been chugging. I'd be like, this
yeah.
is the least romantic place you could I don't think he has, you know, the last season he's like, I'm not lovable or whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's just got like a, I think he's just so like, I think he has a notion of romance.
Yeah.
But I think at his core, he's like there's a sweetness, but there's not like, I know romance. I can stick it in and do this.
And that's why somebody like Nick, who's a dirty dog,
yeah.
he knows how to like
I'll
make it
Nick.
Happen.
I'll take Nick over Ben. My God.
You know what? I never thought I would take Nick over Ben, but the more time I spend with Nick, the more I'm Ben, the more I'm like, where's your dirty friend who loves a fisherman sweater? Where's your dirty friend
fisherman
in a fisherman sweater?
Clatter ring, flask of whiskey in his boot, I'll take it.
Clattering, lots of friendship bracelets stacked
lots
up on that guy. Lots of friendship bracelets. Is there anything we're missing? You know what? I'm not afraid of Eddie's. There's going to be a moment where Eddie's cracked. He can't hate it for the entire season.
It's new to him.
He's Eddie Pepitone. He is Eddie Pepitone.
It's new to him. I'm looking through my notes. Who do we think came out on top?
We didn't really discuss how much Olivia's face. Can we just discuss the editing? The faces Olivia was making when she thought she was going to be picked as she thought she was going to be the single date. It's like...
And we got to post those photos. We both took snaps.
Oh, yeah. We will post them on our at Arta Marine on Twitter, at Erin Foley Comic. The faces, like, because she cleaned up so beautifully, and she seems like such a cool cucumber. Like, she seems so
She's a boiling mess, don't you think?
But then, like, what comes out, what they capture with the cameras that she can't help, like, the operating system is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Like, she can't, it leaks out of the side of her neck.
She is OS9 crazy. That's what she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. No, there's something. Well, first of all, we were talking, Kenny and I were talking before really quick that it's the worst quality in someone, man or female, but I hold women, you know, on a higher platform, is to make someone else feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And she's like the queen of making other people feel uncomfortable.
When people do it on
purpose. And that's why, you know what? If she walked up to me right now and she's like, let's do this, I'd be like, no, I'm going to take a pass.
Really?
No. But I would pause.
But you'd hate yourself.
I'd pause. You'd feel...
You know what? You'd feel bad about it for a second.
I'd feel bad the next morning.
Yeah.
Feel bad about it.
Here's the thing. We're going to get one. It's going to get, you better make out with her soon, because the more episodes we see, the worse she's going to get.
She's rotting from the inside. But the outside's pretty hot.
Do you think she has a nose job?
She's perfect. The teeth on that woman. I'm like, I mean, the thing is, that's what it is. It's like,
there's some side shots where I'm like,
if she was like a good egg, she'd be like the most attractive person in the world.
That's the thing. She's adorable.
Ugh, she's the worst.
And she, you know, and she also has style, because there's other girls getting sent home and
just
dynasty gowns, and she's actually got like a cool, you know, she's cool.
We got some sacks. We got women that smell sour. It's a lot.
At least you didn't have your cabbage.
I wanted Amber to go home. Cabbage is still there. I liked Cabbage a little bit more, because she was like, I came over here with $400 looking for a car, $2 of vodka. I was like, I can roll with her.
Well, that was the first time we actually found that she can speak English.
She can speak English. Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the most bizarre castings.
Yeah, I think the producers just thought it'd be fun. Like, basically, they need to keep her for one more episode. Like, all they wanted was that first intro. Got you, Russian girl. And he still picked her.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen with Jubilee next
week? What is going to happen with Jubilee? Katie, I'm worried about Jubilee.
How do you get through war, but you can't get through an episode 3 of The Bachelor?
Katie, well, can you come join us for 1 second?
I don't know.
As we wrap up here.
What's going to happen?
Before, this is Katie coming over.
No worries.
Katie Levine.
Yes.
This is one of our producers here at Nerdist. Katie, you love The Bachelor.
I do. I've been watching it since high school, since the beginning with Trish and, oh my God, what was his name, Ryan or something?
Yeah. Now, who do you think is going to win?
I kind of like Lauren B. She's the flight attendant.
Yeah, she's adorable.
And they really have a thing.
I like JoJo, too. I like JoJo, too.
I like JoJo. I think our top five. What are our top five?
I think
Boobs in the Boobs in the Moonlight.
Boobs in the Moonlight.
Like a little bit of a dark horse.
Yeah.
My friend and I make bets. So we made a bet. So I have, like, Jennifer. I put Jennifer, Lauren B. I put Olivia, because it's not who I want. It's just who I think.
Yeah, she'll be top five. Maybe even top three.
I regrettingly put a twin last time. I regret putting that on.
I think I put Kayla, and then I also put Jubilee.
I think Jubilee's going to go far.
He really likes her.
I like her, too. I'm into the jube.
Listen, you know, things get rough out there. I'm taking jubes.
Jubes
can get me out of a lot of jams.
What do you think happens to jubes next time?
I don't know. I think it's not going to be as exciting as they make. They always make it out. Like, remember with, who was it? It was Chris Soules when they were, like, going on the camping trip, and they made it seem like someone, like,
the best
fucked in the tent. Yeah. And then, of course, like, nobody fucked in the tent. Like, it was the virgin
somebody
that went in there.
Somebody better fuck in the tent.
Yeah, but it was
soon.
The virgin that went in there, so they just made out. It was boring.
Can I ask you two?
Yeah.
While I have you here.
Yeah, please.
Do you think, When you look at Becca.
Oh, Becca was on my top five. So it wasn't Kayla, it was Becca. Sorry.
Becca. Did she have sex yet?
Is she a virgin? I don't know her.
She was virgin from Christmas season.
I think she's still a virgin, right? She doesn't feel like a virgin.
She feels a little bit more sassy this season.
She feels like maybe. I thought she was waiting for marriage. Maybe she's just like,
I think she got banged. I think she's a lot looser on camera.
She feels like, she got in the bone zone.
I think she got in the bone zone.
She got in the hashtag bone zone, hashtag Rose podcast.
I'm telling you.
Also, remember last season when she was really good at shooting the guns? And she's like, oh, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
And they were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that means like, so good
yeah exactly. You're shooting. She's
actually really good at outdoor activities.
It reminded me like the basketball because we were just she like, was really she good.
You know what? She's going to be, when she does get into the bone zone, she's going to nail it.
Yeah.
She's going to nail it.
I think she's been in the bone zone before.
So she's a virgin.
She's a virgin in Christmas season, right? Yeah. Farmer?
Ben seems like somebody that would really respond to a virgin, too.
Yeah, he's just soft.
He seems very boring in bed.
Kind of, like, God, he's so hot. He's not going to throw you around the bedroom.
Yeah, you have sex with him. It's like an awkward handshake. You're just like, what is happening?
Thank you very much.
I've enjoyed for a hug.
May I squeeze your left tit?
Yep. Yes.
He's
too nice. Eddie was saying that, and I had that note down. He talks to the women like a therapist.
I like that he said it was like a priest. A queen is at the priest.
Yeah.
It really... Yeah. I'm all in though. Honestly, what really bothered me the most about, and I really thoroughly enjoyed myself last night.
I loved it.
Was, you just don't like to see these women so dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a real dumb episode. And those twins are killing me. I want them both off.
They're just going to get dumber.
I know.
It does also feel, coming off of last year, coming off of like the Ireland episodes, it felt a little cheap. You know what I mean?
It felt so weirdly cheap.
It felt
last
cheap.
Night.
But they did that last year. Remember they went to like the Alamo?
Yeah.
Last year they kept staying in the country. My friend and I like had a guess that like someone couldn't leave the country.
Oh! We
had a whole guess, and we were like, because they usually, I mean, they go to like Europe or like Bali
away. They're in Syria day two.
Last year it was just like, and then they went to like Deadwood, which I mean, it was cool. And the Badlands, remember when when he left them in the Badlands and he left in the helicopter?
Said,
was my favorite.
Last episode, I said that was the greatest moment in Bachelor history when he left favorite. Gypsy Princess from Jersey and Crazy Pants in the canyon.
Oh my God, yeah.
And he pulled away in the helicopter.
I didn't see that season.
It was a great season. one of the best things I've ever seen. These two absolute idiots crying in a canyon, and he pulls off in a helicopter like, peace out, motherfucker.
What was her name? The crazy one who had the husband that she like clearly murdered.
Killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the husband's name was like Ampersand.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you?
Xylophone dropped dead on the street.
She was like, and she talked very theatrically.
Oh my God.
And she murdered her husband.
She was like, would make your skin crawl.
Go back and watch that season.
Which season?
It's the farmer.
It was the Crystal's season.
Okay, I'll watch it.
The season where Becca was the runner.
I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it.
I forget her name, though.
She was the worst. She was one of the absolute worst.
I can't wait to watch it.
She was just awful. Yeah. Now, she murdered her husband.
Does it matter to us that we have a boring bachelor? Does it make it more boring?
Crystal's was boring.
Crystal was
so
boring.
Does it matter?
No, I mean, most of them are boring, to be honest.
I always say, you know, to me, unfortunately, I prefer the bachelors because the women are all like, you know, batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And they're just more dynamic and interesting and there's more drama.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, you know, those crazy pants times 20 makes it up for Ben's, tacky face.
Did you watch The Bachelorette last
season? Yeah, it was amazing.
I like the men getting catty, though. I think it's so funny. Like,
fun.
Sean, you know, the schnoz catty last year.
So catty.
The one who won?
Yeah. I didn't like him.
He got catty.
His nose was like way too
big. Well, he's kidding himself.
If he thinks
he looks like Ryan Gosling. He's out of his mind.
He's a roid face.
No. I did like them together.
I know. I liked them, but I was Team Nick.
I was Team Nick, too. I thought they had a real, like,
there was,
like, something there.
Oh, they had smoke and chemistry.
No.
I literally was thoroughly convinced they wouldn't bring Nick back for the 18th time unless it came together. I was honestly shocked that Sean won.
Oh, that Sean won. Yeah,
I really thought Nick
must have had a massive hog. Like, his chemistry, because he's not that cute.
I bet he is a huge cop.
Have you seen him recently, though?
No.
Like, my friend sent me his Instagram, and he's been working out. And
does he look good or bad?
He looks great.
Oh, what?
What? Yeah. Like, go look at his Instagram.
A very gay shot that he's posting.
It's all photos of him, like in underwear.
When I was straight, that would be the guy I would go for.
That's
for sure.
So tacky, though. Like, the...
See, I liked him more when he like wasn't that.
No,
buff,
I like.
I'm not
the
in
slug
the like.
Guy.
I'm not in the crazy buff.
Is he?
Guys.
Is he like now trying to? Maybe he's trying to like.
I like the other one better.
It feels like he's like gonna
Photoshop
dig
a lady's
dudes
face
now.
On that body. Yeah. Yeah, he's, I don't know, I liked him.
Do you think always... that,
that's cute.
That's cute, that's better.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
think that Eddie is going to come around?
I think he'll never fully like it, but he'll be into it. Like, he'll
will.
Like, yeah,
he
he'll
will
get
be rooting
into
for
it.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
No, you can't. Like,
it's like a
my
fever.
Boyfriend, when it's on, he, like, will end up watching it. Like, my friend was over last night, and he was, like, in the room, and he was, like, coming and going, but then he's just, like, sitting there getting into it and, like, talking about it. It's because it's, like, it's... impossible not
it's
to get
impossible.
Into it.
So what is Olivia going to do that Ben is going to figure out that she sucks?
I think open her mouth more. I mean, just physically.
I think
wider.
The other girls will say stuff, and he'll believe the other girls. He seems like the type that would. Although then she'll like start crying, and then he will just be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I love you."
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I don't know
what
she'll
do. I think she goes pretty far.
Remember last week in the like. Next week on, someone got punched. Remember, they kept showing like someone had like a black eye when they're like this season on. So like one of them punches somebody.
That's exciting.
I think that's like five episodes.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait for the punch.
I know.
You guys, next week apparently we may have on Dana Gould's daughters who are 11 and 13 and are huge Bachelor fans. They've gotten permission to come on. They want to come talk about it. They've seen. They love The Bachelor. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank Anna Hosney, our other producer, and
Katie.
Mark Rivers for making our theme song. Do you have any upcoming stand-up gigs?
This weekend.
Where?
I'm headlining Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California.
I will be at Yuck Yucks in Hamilton, Canada, near Toronto this weekend, the 15th and 16th of January. So check it out. Eddie Pepitone's all over Atlanta. So we will see you next Wednesday. And email us if you would like at rosepodcast@gmail.com. I'm Martin Marine.
I'm Aaron Foley.
And will you accept my rose?
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.